John chapter 1 and verse 11. The Bible says, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Then in John chapter 15 and verse 22, the words of Christ Himself. John chapter 15 and verse 22. Listen to the words of Christ when He said, If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. For many years now, evangelistic outreach has made it a habit to try to send out devotionals at Christmas time for people to get involved in reading through their Bible on the next year, or doing daily devotional studies. And I went back and looked at some of the devotions several weeks ago that we had sent out over the years. One of those devotionals was written by a woman. Her name is Mrs. Charles Cowman, Mrs. L.B. Cowman. She wrote a series of devotions entitled Streams in the Desert. And of course, the idea behind the devotion is that people go through dry places and hard times in life, and hopefully they'll find some refreshing every day as they go into the Word of God and encouragement to help them when they get in those dry places. In her writing, she recorded about a Christmas card that had been written many, many years ago, and it was actually written because of the dream of a minister. This preacher went into a sleep. He was studying, getting ready for his Christmas message, and he had this dream that he had awakened. He was in his library, and he went out, and he had been studying on this passage from John 15:22. The words were ringing in his mind, If I had not come. And he started thinking about if Christ had not come. And he shares many of the things he experienced in that dream. And they published that card, If Christ Had Not Come. I want to ask that question today. What kind of a world do you think it would be if Christ had not come? If Christ had not come, there would have been no Bethlehem story. If Christ would not have come, there would have been no wise men. If Christ had not come, there would have been no shepherds. If Christ had not come, there would have been no virgin birth. If Christ had not come, there would have been no angelic host there saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. If Christ had not come, think about how different our world would have been. If Christ had not come, there would have been no record of the flight of Christ into Egypt and Him coming at the age of 12 and astounding the most wise minds of His day if Christ had not come. If Christ had not come, we'd have no record of a single parable that we can apply in our life. If Christ had not come, there would have been no Sermon on the Mount. If Christ would not have come, there would be no Beatitudes. If Christ would not have come, there would be no Lord's Prayer that we rely upon. If Christ had not have come, there would have been no miracles that we have recorded. If Christ had not come, all of those wonderful miracles, starting with John 2. John wrote differently than all the other writers. See, the other writers gave the genealogies, the background, the history of Christ. One from the lineage of Mary, and one from the lineage of Joseph and his royalty. And they describe many things before His birth. But John just starts out by saying the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. If Christ had not come, there would have been no turning the water into wine. If Christ would not have come, the man that was born blind would have died in his blindness. If Christ had not come, the man that sat by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years wanting healing, he would have died in his sickness. If Christ had not come, the nobleman's son would never have been given life, because you remember he came to Jesus in the book of John, and Jesus said to him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. That miracle would never have been there. If Christ had not come, there would have been no feeding of the 5,000. If Christ had not come, we'd not had any of the miracles such as raising the dead as He did with Lazarus and the widow of Nain's son and the young damsel, all three raised from the dead. None of that would have happened if Christ would not have come. If Christ would not have come, the lame man would never have walked. He had died lame. If Christ did not come, the man with the withered hand would never have been able to stretch out his hand. Miracle after miracle. If Christ would not have come, the seas would never have been calm. If Christ would not have come, there would have been no lessons for you and I. If Christ had not come, there would have been no Calvary. There would have been no crucifixion. There would have been no burial of Jesus Christ. If Christ had not come, there would have been no resurrection from the dead. If Christ had not come, we would have been in a place of hopelessness today. If Christ had not come during the times of your life where you struggle and you challenge yourself wondering what I'm going to do, and the struggles of life comes and you see things happen, your Bible would have ended when you turned to it. You'd have had no New Testament whatsoever. It would have ended with the words of Malachi, "Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." But instead it ends with the wonderful words, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Always. Amen. If Christ would not have come, what would we say when we stand beside the loved one that has passed and we're there in the cemetery and getting ready to bury them? If Christ would not have come, we could not have told them that He is the resurrection and the life, and he that liveth and believeth in Him should never die. If Christ had not come, we would be with no light, no hope. There would be no light in this darkened world that we live in. If Christ would not have come, had Christ not come, we'd have had no gospel message to preach. The churches would have no Christian music. There would be no Christmas carols. There would be no hailing out of the birth of Christ. There would be no joy to the world that the Lord has come. Had Christ not come. If Christ did not come, there would be no decorations. If Christ did not come, there would be no Christmas trees. You heard me right, I said Christmas tree. I get hit with that every year. People say, "Oh, it's a sin to have a Christmas tree." They go back to the Old Testament and cut down a tree and adorn it and worship it. The problem of it is, I don't worship that tree. That tree is just a symbol of what Christ is. The lights on it tells me that He's the light of the world. The greenery on it tells me we have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Christ did not come. There would be no Christmas plays. There would be no choir presentations. There would be no children's programs if Christ did not come. If Christ did not come, you wouldn't have one Christmas memory. You'd never be able to say, "Oh, I remember when our family gathered together and the memories of past years of how we came together and through the times." Each one of you, I could go through pew after pew, and most of you would probably come out with some type of special memory or a lot of memories that you had of years gone by of Christmas time. That would not have been had Christ not come. Had Christ not come, we would have died lost in our sins. Had Christ not come, there would be no forgiveness of sin. Had Christ not come, there would have been no cleansing for our sins. If Christ had not come, this church would never have been built. Christ had not come, there wouldn't be a church anywhere that preaches the gospel message dotted across this land and around this world. Had Christ not come. Had Christ not come, many of our major universities would not be in existence today, for many of them started as Christian universities and seminaries to teach the Word of God. Had Christ not come. Had Christ not come, there would never have been a missionary. Had Christ not come, when you got sick, you would have no one to call out to give healing to you. For by His stripes we are healed. If Christ had not come, But two words changes everything. John 1:11. He came. That's what makes the difference. He came. He came when we needed Him the most. He came unto His own. His own received Him not. He came when the world would reject Him and despise Him. But thank God He still came. He came to the lowliest of places. Came to the uncommon. Came to those that were hidden in society by obscurity. But thank God He came. He came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came that we could call out on His name. Forgive me of my sin and come into my life. And because He came, we can stand on the authority of His Word and say, because He came, we have those precious promises that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We have those promises that they which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. We have those promises that the same Jesus that came to Bethlehem will come again and receive us unto Himself. That where we are, there He is. There will be also forever with Him. Thank God He came. And by the way, He not only came for our salvation and came for our sins, but He came to give us His Spirit. I guess probably one of the most troubling things to me as a minister is how so many people forget what this is all about. I believe personally one of the great times in our life where we can experience the presence and power of the Holy Ghost the greatest is through Christmas. Heaven stood still when He came the first time. And because He came, life is so different for each one of us. The greatest gift that you could ever receive is not what's under a tree, what's in a package or wrapped with a bow. The greatest gift that you can receive is the forgiveness of sin and the presence and power of the Holy Spirit with you through a time like this. I know yesterday was Christmas Eve. I'm like all of you. There's a lot going on. There's family events. There's things that's happening. But you know, I was raised under a different era of ministry than what ministry is today. I don't apologize for that. It's just in me. I can't... You know, I was with some preachers the other day and they said, what day of a week do you take off? And I said, none. They said, you work 7 days a week? I said, 7 days a week. And they shamed me for that. Oh, you need this time and that time. And I'll be honest with you, the devil has really beat me up a lot over the years because I took a lot of time from family, a lot of time from other things, and the devil said, you shouldn't do those things. So the other day while I was with these preachers and they were scolding me because we're having church two times today. See, what it is that they're angry that if their people come, when this service ends today, we'll spend our time getting ready for the service tonight. John, I'll switch over to this other brother. Got so much power on me, it's... They scold me, and after a while, you know, you got to be careful. It's one thing for the devil to talk to you, and it's another thing to listen to him. Now, I'm not saying that those preachers were Satan. I'm saying that sometimes they can become like Peter. Peter wasn't the devil. It's just they didn't realize that the devil was trying to use them to discourage others. So I started listening to it and I thought, well, you know, no one really cares and it don't matter anyway. You know, I'll just be like the rest of the preachers, and when calls come in and things happen, I'll just say, God bless you. I'm praying for you. You forgot their name before you hang the phone up. So two or three urgent things came in yesterday. One was a family that I didn't even know. I had never met. But they had a loved one that was dying. It's Christmas Eve, and I told Candy, I said, you know, we got a couple there in the hospital. I said, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to run down. She said, it's all right. Go ahead and go. She knows me anyway, because I'm not going to have peace of mind until I go anyhow. I just can't sit there. I can't help it. So I'm driving down the road, and that's all I hear is the voices of these preachers. That's all I hear. And I'm telling you what. I went in the hospital and I came back out and the voices got stronger. And I started down 52. I had to go pick up something that we'd forgotten. Imagine that. I'm starting down 52. And I'm thinking about my sermon for today. He came. And glory to God, He came. I thought, God, I got to get this car off the highway. Because I can't see to drive. He came. I've already had Christmas. He came. Doesn't matter what you do, the things you accomplish, if He's not with you, your life is empty and in vain. But because He came. He came. If Christ had not come, we'd be of all men most miserable. But He came. He came. So maybe you've been with your family already. Maybe you'll be with your family later today. You remember, it's not so much that your family came because you'd have no hope of being with your family forever had He not come. It's more than a day off work. And it's more than a busy gathering and a busy time of year. It is about the Son of God. Worshipped by the angels, King of all the universe. Heavenly Father said, when you go, you're going to the worst of conditions, among the worst of people. You'll go unto your own and they'll receive you not. But He said, I'm willing to go. Thank God. He came. He came. He came. He didn't come like they thought He would come, but He came. He didn't do what they thought He would do, but He came. He came for you, and He came for me. What does that mean to you? Your heads are bowed throughout the sanctuary. If Christ had not come, everything changed because He came.